They can't bind the word of God. The word of God will always spread, and there will always be a way to preach the gospel and to preach other things in the Bible, to preach all things whatsoever Christ commanded. And so let's not get discouraged or give up and say, well, you know, YouTube's clamping down, so our best days are in the past. So now it's just time to kind of ride this out and just kind of fizzle down and fade away. No, my friend, our greatest days must be ahead of us. Amen. Our greatest works must be in the future. And you know what? You say, well, I think YouTube's over. We're done. Hey, YouTube's not over. I'm not done with you, YouTube. All right? I am going to milk YouTube for everything that it's worth. And you know what? I will always find a way to still be on YouTube. They will never be able to eradicate me from YouTube. They can try all they want. They will never eradicate me from YouTube. In fact, we have a new idea that we've been working on. Here's our latest plan to strike back against the Canaanites. Okay? We found out that, well, first of all, I've been thinking about this for a while, but Brother Raymond and Brother Segura, they came to me and they told me that micro SD cards, okay, you know how small and light these things are? It's like the size of the fingernail on your pinky, and it weighs about that much. I mean, this thing is light as a feather. It's tiny. Can you imagine that this little thing I hold in my hand could hold 1 terabyte of data? 1 terabyte. Is that incredible or what? That equals literally like well over 1,000 hours of my preaching in high definition. HD over 1,000 hours, probably like 1,500 hours in 720 resolution. I mean, is that incredible to be able to just hold this? I mean, you could put this in an envelope and mail it like a letter, one stamp, send it all over the world for $1.25 or something. I mean, with the global stamp, this is incredible. Okay, this technology, and this is bright. These are brand new. You know, but you've also got, obviously, 512 gigs, 256 gigs. I mean, incredible amount of storage on a micro SD card. You know, we're planning on making hundreds of these things, putting like 8 years of preaching in high-definition video and shipping these things all over America. We're going to ship these things all over the world. And you know what we're going to encourage people to do? Upload these things to YouTube, yes. But also, hey, let's fight back for some of that ground on YouTube. But you know what? We need to fight for some new ground, too, because there remains much land inherent. Hey, let's get people uploading these to BitChute and Brighteon and Vimeo and Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. And let's burn up YouTube with these. Hey, if we could get hundreds of people just uploading a few videos here and there, hey, pretty soon there will be just thousands and thousands and thousands of sermons on all different channels. And look, a lot of people say they have trouble finding the sermons. Folks, it's not hard to find the sermons. It isn't hard, folks. It's really, let me give you a little tutorial. It's real easy. You go to thepreaching.com. It lists every sermon for the last 15 years. And what do you, there's even a little search bar where you can search for different subjects and things. You find the title of the sermon. You take that title of the sermon and you paste it into YouTube. You press enter. And somebody has uploaded that sermon to YouTube. So, and by the way, once we start shipping out these bad boys, hopefully there will be 20 options to choose from eventually, you know, because we're going to get these things flooded onto YouTube. Software is out there to upload a bunch of videos at a time. And we've got this technology. Not only that, we plan to produce 64 gig micro SD cards that contain all the audio preaching. I can put every audio sermon that I've preached for the last 15 years, almost 2,000 hours of audio preaching on like a 64 gig micro SD card in high quality, crystal clarity. And I can up. And here's the thing. We can ship these things to the Philippines, to Africa. Hey, in the Philippines, everybody's got a smartphone. 74 million smartphones in the Philippines, and it's going to be over 90 million in the next 5 years, according to projections. Okay, hey, you can go to the poorest country in Africa where they have a dirt floor in their house, but they've got a smartphone. Oh, yes, they do. It's never Apple, though. They don't have Apple. And in fact, your iPhone a lot of times won't even work in Africa because the network's not even compatible with it. Apple's not really a thing there. Everybody has an Android smartphone all over Africa, all over the Philippines. Now, they don't have a lot of bandwidth because they got to pay for bandwidth, but they've got smartphones. Can you imagine just shipping thousands of these things over to Africa, the Philippines, handing them out on missions trips? You know, you can put this in somebody's hand. They can play just all kind. Now, the videos aren't going to work very well on the phone from a card, but the audio, I mean, they've got just thousands of hours of preaching to grow on. So, folks, there are lots of ways to continue to mass distribute God's word, mass distribute Bible preaching, and to get this stuff all over YouTube, all over social media. You know what? Let's not just sit around and rest on our laurels. Hey, let's get the word of God out there. Let's get the preaching out there. Let's get the plan of salvation out there. This message has been brought to you in part by thepreaching.com.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do?